You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Producer Connor talked with Chris Farrelly of the Auckland City Mission. He started by asking, what are the five ambitions that the City Mission has for homelessness in New Zealand?
These aspirations come really not so much from myself or the Mission. They come really from the people we serve. Probably about 70,000 people in the last year have been through the door of the City Mission in desperate need, really. So from that, we've gleaned from them and from our work what are the five particular issues that the most poor and most desperate are facing in our community. So really, from their point of view, homelessness is number one. Homelessness must end. If it's there, it must be brief, rare and non-reoccurring. Secondly, the minimum wage and benefits must be increased so that all New Zealanders are able to feed themselves and their families appropriately. We are a huge distributor of food, and for so many people now, our food banks and food services are required for them just to feed their families. Number three, additional resources must be allocated towards addiction recovery services. We have huge issues of addiction, drug and alcohol, drug particularly in our city, and very few resources available to address those. An example is the City Mission has one of only two detox units in all of Auckland. And finally, additional resources must be allocated towards mental health services in our country.
I want to pick up on the issue of homelessness in particular, because we are talking about housing today. Currently, when people approach the City Mission in need of a bed, in need of support, what's the process they go to, and how are you guys struggling to meet that demand at the moment?
When people approach us, we do our best to get them into a permanent home. Nothing just temporary, nothing just for the night, but we believe people should have the dignity of having a home, and it's in that home that healing will take place and support can take place. There is just not the availability of low-cost homes in the inner city for single people. Most of the people we're dealing with in Auckland Central are single. Agencies like us working in the suburbs are dealing more with families. So in Auckland Central, there is just not enough places available at all. At the moment, within 3K radius of the Sky City, there's about 250 people sleeping rough every night because there simply isn't the housing available. I think in the old days, there used to be a lot of low-cost boarding houses in Auckland. And generally they've gone, they've been replaced by, you know, apartments and the like, and it just isn't the availability of low-cost housing.
I wanted to ask you about the idea of a national mandate, a national strategy to address chronic homelessness. The City Mission cites Canada as an example of a nation taking this on board, and something that we as New Zealand should aspire to replicate. What would you see a national strategy to address this involving? What would you like to see the government adopting within the strategy?
Good question. It's really important in issues like this to have a goal that we then move towards and can measure ourselves against that goal regularly, like either on an annual basis. But we set a goal that by, say, as an example, by 2025, this country will have no homeless people. And so then we're brought to accountability how we're going to get to that goal. We're great at setting goals. New Zealanders set goals to win World Cups, to achieve great sporting acclaim, etc., etc. And the goal may be way out. It may be not this year, but it might be in 5 years' time. And then we have a strategy to actually work towards that goal. For some reason, this country has never had a goal to end homelessness. And we quote Canada, which has. It has a national strategy in Canada that by 2025, there will be no homeless people in Canada. And that then triggers a whole lot of things that then must be put in place to achieve that goal. If we do not have a goal, our response tends to be ad hoc. It tends to be reactive. It tends to be rather short-sighted. So we have a goal for some other things, like rodent eradication in New Zealand by a particular date. We believe we need a goal to end homelessness by a certain date. Another reason why we're saying this is that we're picking that there's a mood in New Zealand. It's like a wave. All of us in this country, from what we see, want homelessness to end. This is not just a fringe group on the side saying, oh, we've got to do this. There's a movement. This is not the New Zealand we want.
I'd like to agree with you there. I'd like to think that there is widespread agreement across New Zealand that Kiwis want to see homelessness eradicated. But a lot of the time, the discussion, or the debate around this, I should say, gets conflated with issues of individual responsibility.
Yep.
And sometimes, I think, can ignore the structural components that produce homelessness. What do you think, well, what do you say when you hear people discussing terms like laziness and drug use and lack of ambition and linking that to homelessness? Is that what you're seeing when you're engaging with these people daily and when they're coming into the City Mission?
Connor, we do hear a lot of that. There's a lot of stereotyping, short-sighted judgment that takes place in terms of that. They term homelessness as a wicked issue. In other words, it's a heck of a complex. There's no one, generally speaking, there's no one reason. It's a result of many, many factors. Many of them are structural. And we've been doing some research into what both leads people into homelessness and what keeps people in homelessness. And there's things like, obviously, the cost of housing is one, but mental health is another major component. Debt is another component. I mean, in this country, when you have only $50 of disposable income a week left to live on, and then something goes wrong, you need your car fixed, you need to go to the doctor, you need to go to a funeral, where do you go? There's no way of getting quick finance, so you go to a loan shark at exorbitant rates. And so that often is another spiral that leads people into, believe it or not, actually homelessness. Issues around the justice system, issues around the complexity of social support in this country, that actually there are sometimes barriers to people being able to access the social support they need, health in general, education. So there's many factors. One of the things that we say to people when we hear judgments and stereotyping is, do you really know the story? Have you ever bothered to ask or to know where this person has come from? That this person may have been the victim of horrific abuse 10 years ago. It's now led to that. And on the surface, they may appear to be lazy. Ask and learn the story before you make the judgment.
I tend to agree with you on that point, along the lines of such a large-scale issue, I struggle to see how it could be the direct result of one single cause. I do like the idea that there is a multitude of factors that are producing these poor situations for a lot of people. And I wanted to ask you, out of the current election debate, do you think we're hearing enough of the wide-ranging factors, or is there a tendency in the mainstream parties to focus on particular issues to gain support in a populist style? In other words, is anyone offering a full perspective on homelessness currently in the New Zealand election race?
We see bits and pieces from all the parties, frankly, and I think if we could take homelessness out of the whole political thing, out of the party thing, and have a cross-party accord to end homelessness in New Zealand, we would be doing our country a great service. If there was a war, if we were under attack by an enemy at the moment, I suspect all the parties would work together to find a solution. And what we see is bits and pieces from everyone. I actually do think there's a genuineness in all parties to end homelessness. I think and even to end poverty in New Zealand. But they have to go down a certain political way or party way to do that. And what I think we've got to a stage where, put that aside and come up with a cross-party accord to end homelessness in New Zealand. And if whoever is in the government next week could take that as a leadership role, they would be doing us all an incredible service.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.